From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. It's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It's Friday the 20th of May, and we're taking your questions and answers live this hour. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Where is that question? We're starting off with a question from Steve, who says, I have a favorite shirt that's about 20 years old, and in the past, I've had it starched. I'd like to now remove the starch, but multiple washings don't seem to be doing the trick. Steve asks, does the Smartest Audience Radio have suggestions on how I might get this shirt back near the pliability it was before all the professional launderings with starch? He says the thing stands up all by itself these days. Any suggestions? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got a question from DJ, who says, I have an older custom home, and I recently finished a kitchen remodel that went well, except for finish on the white enamel-painted kitchen cabinet doors. DJ says they look a little bit less than perfect. I'm looking for a company in the DFW area that can come and remove about 20 solid poplar kitchen cabinet doors, professionally strip all the old finishes to bare wood, and then prep, fill, and spray paint them the same matching white enamel color. He says it's a simple, small job for the right company with the right equipment, and doing all the stripping and painting off-site would be better for me. He says a smaller odd job that may not interest traditional remodels. He says, I just don't have the gear or skill to do it all myself, and I'd really like to find somebody that can do it. This is from Dale in Colleyville. Anybody have any suggestions on that? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got a question from Aubrey, who asks, is it C3PO or C? It looks like the Aubrey typed C3P0. I think it's C3PO because that's how they always said it in the Star Wars. You can tweet me on the Twitter at Jeff Whittington if you kids want to chime in on that, or email us anything at kera.org or call us 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Sean in Louisville. Hello, Sean.
Hello. Hey, how are you today?
Doing great.
I have an answer for Steve, who asked about the kitchen cabinets.
That was Dale, but go right ahead.
Oh,
yes.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Sorry,
all right.
Dale.
It's early in the show. I can remember names at this point.
In a weird coincidence, I just got an email from the people who did my cabinets checking up on them, and they are a company called Enhance. That's the letter N, and then H-A-N-C-E. They have a website. It has all their phone numbers and such on it,
okay.
And they did a great job. They do exactly the kind of thing that Dale was talking about. They did it off-site with some, stuff on-site for things that couldn't be removed, and I am very happy with their work. You'll probably talk to Derek or Mackenzie, and
okay. They're
wonderful.
Sean, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We had a conversation going last week or maybe the week before about soaker hoses, and Janai says, emailed us at anything at kera.org and says, DripWorks sells all sorts of gardening items, including dripping, drip supplies, drip lines, etc. I've had mine for years. And Janai sent along dripworks.com. We had a question about getting a metal button, like a campaign button printed and made. And Valerie says your listener should check out Evans Engraving and Stamping on South Tyler Street in Dallas for that item, Evans Engraving and Stamping. Had a question about what's happening on Mockingbird Lane, where they're tearing up parts of the street and putting down new sections and chunks of concrete. And Laura says, it sounds like the City of Dallas Department is patching the street. The street department does a lane in each direction for multi-lane roads, and the patch is the width of a lane, and the length is as far as the road was potholed or falling apart. So there's an answer on that from last week as well. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number, email address, anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's talk next to Ali in Denton. Hello, Ali.
Yes, hi. How are you, Jeff?
Doing well.
The question I heard about the shirt or the garment being starch, and the starch is not going away even after cleaning. I did have an experience like that one. I had a couple of shirts that I bought, and one of them had the same situation. Even though I washed it at home, and then it was still harder than the other one, even though the shirts were about the same type of material. They were all cotton shirts. And I tried with the dry cleaning also in a professional cleaner, and it is a little bit better than washing in laundry and pressing it without any starch. So it is not the cleaner. It's probably the type of material it is. So no matter how hard I tried, it did not get any softer than that I would like.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Got an email from Gabby who wants to know if the creeks in Lake Highlands are safe for splashing around. Gabby says, with the summer approaching, I know my daughter will want to splash around in the creek we visit at Lake Highlands North Park, but I want to make sure it's clean and safe to do so. Are creeks, I guess, you know, there is runoff, right, from streets and stuff and from people's lawns and things like that. That's why, you know, the suggestion is that you just use just the, you know, the bare minimum of fertilizer, and if you can use non-chemical fertilizer and stuff like that. And then I guess there's runoff from the city streets, from cars and things like that, that probably gets into the creeks. But I mean, we're walking around and tracking that stuff into our houses anyway, right? So I played in the creeks as a kid, and I think I've been trying to get a sense about this week. I think I turned out okay, but we'll see what the audience has to say about the creeks on Lake Highlands. You can splash around, and you don't want to get it in your mouth or anything, or get any water in your ear or in your eye or anything like that. But, and then just hose off and remember that? Remember when you used to, your mom would say, be home by dinner, and you just go down to the creek and, summer in the 70s. 800-933-5372, email anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We got an email from Emron, who says, I'm interested in becoming a recording mixing engineer or a sound engineer. Are there any schools or institutions in the Dallas area that offer this kind of instruction? Or are there private companies or media outlets that offer training or internships in the field? I think Cedar Valley College in the Dallas Community College system offers audio engineering. I think Cedar Valley does. And then I'm not sure about on the Tarrant County side, but Emron is in Dallas. But surely someone out there will know about those kinds of opportunities, or maybe some internships, and will give us a call. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Sybil did. And Sybil writes, the corner of Lake Ridge Road and East Hill Park in Lewisville is a big white spherical building. Does anybody know what it is? It's at Lake Ridge Road and East Hill Park in Lewisville. Do you know what that is? I'm retweeting this so you can answer it on Twitter. James tweeted me and said, C-3PO is courtesy 3 personality 0 designations for robot capabilities and purpose. So maybe it's 0. Maybe it's 3P0. Wow. We'd have to rewrite everything. Get George Lucas back into the editing room, right? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Up next, let's talk to Gay in Dallas. Hello, Gay. Are you there, Gay? Call back. 800-933-5372. Had the question last week about cat sitting for like a month, leaving the cat at home. And we had this conversation last week about, do you board your cat for a month or do you have somebody come for a month? And the suggestion we got last week was maybe somebody who the cat is friends with already. And then, you know, you figure out that friend's favorite snacks and drinks and stuff like that and stock up for them. But Julie emailed and said, the Sitter of Paws, P-A-W-Z, is an excellent pet sitting affordable solution for leaving pets at home. And Julie sent the website along, sitterofpaws, P-A-W-Z.com. We got an email from Elaine who says, try Pets Are In, I-N-N. Elaine says they match your cat with a home that the cat stays in until you return. So I think your cat goes to somebody else's house for a month. Let's see, here's one more on the cat boarding. And this is from Jan. This may be the answer we had at the end of the hour last week. The ideal is to have a neighbor or someone the cat knows come to the house to feed, clean, litter box, and have some social interaction. There are wonderful pet sitters available. Also, ask your vet or friends if they have some referrals. Jan said, though, some boarding facilities have large cat runs with tree limbs, climbing shelves, etc. for the cat to explore. It's an environmental enrichment. And if you board frequently, the cat will come to know the people there and perhaps start to enjoy going there. So maybe get started early and take your cat in for, you know, test drive on the weekends or something. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next on the phone to James in Carrollton. Hello, James.
Hello, this is James. I'd like to know if anyone knows the proper or better varieties of pecan trees, paper shell pecans, that would grow in this North Texas area.
Okay, so you're looking to plant one and you want the best
yes.
tree coverage or the best nut or the best, best nut. Okay.
The best nut. That's what I want.
All right, well, we got about 40 minutes. I bet we'll get some answers for you.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Julie in Dallas. Hello, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. I'm just calling an answer to the question, are creeks safe in the Lake Highlands area? And I spent a lot of time in creeks as a child, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't worry so much about fertilizers as I would an occasional water moccasin. I'm not going to try to discourage any play in creeks. It's great fun, but just keep an eye out for snakes because we do have poisonous snakes in North Texas.
We do have water moccasins here, and that's a really good point because there are some around White Rock Creek and the creeks in Lake Highland and stuff. So just, you know, keep an eye out and be careful. And here's the thing about snakes, though, is that they don't want to mess with you just as much as you don't
exactly.
want to mess with them. So
that's right. Anyway, have fun. Have fun splashing.
Have a fun summer. Hey, thanks, Julie.
Okay.
Let's get one more on this from Jim in Dallas. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Good, good. So I was calling up respectfully. I think your calculation on the creeks may be off a bit. I think you're not taking into account how the population density grows, has an exponential impact on these kinds of things, and also mm-hmm. that industrial waste tends to accumulate and in a nonlinear fashion. So, you know, I used to play in creeks when I was a kid. Sounds like I'm about your age. I used to play in creeks all the time. But today, would I let my daughter play? No. You know, it's just a different world.
Very good. Well, Jim, thanks for calling.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it. It's one of those things that we all have to decide. We did get an email on this from Alan, who says the creeks are generally safe to play in. However, they are surrounded by riparian forests, which are full of poison ivy. And boy, that's the truth. So be careful out there and give us a call. Let us know what you think about it. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Whatever you do, stay with us because we got more of your answers and your questions in a couple of minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see, from the inbox, this is from last week's conversation about cleaning your car headlights or sort of refurbishing or shining them. Brady in Heath says, do not attempt to open up the headlights. It will be impossible to properly reseal them. But there's a product called Scratch X 20 by Meguiar's. You can get it at AutoZone, he says. It's about $10. He says, put that either on a buffer pad and buff it off, or put it on a microfiber pad and do it manually by hand. He said, I used to work for Car Toys, and this is how we restored headlights easily. We got an email from Greg who says, you can also scrub the headlights with Off bug spray. He says it works really well. Let's see. This is also from Bob, who says, I saw online about using insect repellent for this. Use latex gloves or the equivalent and soak a clean cloth in something like Deep Woods Off insect repellent. Rub the lens until it clears and buff with a clean, dry cloth. He says, works great. He says, auto repair, people might try to sell you a replacement, but this really works. He says, my son has a 2005 Honda Pilot, and the lenses now are clear and gleaming. Thanks to Bob in Fort Worth for that. Got an email today from, or this is last week at the very end of the show. Sandy's wondering, does anyone know where I can get an inherited bunch of Roseville pottery evaluated? Anybody know who can give Sandy an idea of the value of this Roseville pottery that she has inherited? And we got an email about the cabinet refinishing. This is from Jesse in Dallas, who says, Andrew's Refinishing in Carrollton is a great company. Jesse says it can refinish off-site. It's a long-standing business in the community with good reputation. So Andrew's Refinishing gets a vote from Jesse. And let's go back to the phone and talk to Gay in Dallas on this. Hey, Gay.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Great. All right. Well, so now this will give your caller yet a third option for the cabinet. Mm-hmm. I have used over the past 10 years Concepts Realized. And the owner is Walt Ring, and he's amazing, and he can do cabinets, he can do, which he has done for us. He's also done mantles and all sorts of things. So he's wonderful. And I did have a question.
Okay.
I just thought of. Okay, so I've been trying to find a product to clean the outside of my house windows, and there used to be one where you took up to the hose. It was called Rinse Ease, and I can only find it on Amazon, and I wondered if anyone knew of another product that I might could use.
Hmm. Okay, well, we'll see what the audience has to say about it.
Okay, all thanks. Right. Love your show.
Thank you. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Matt in Arlington. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. Hey, I had an answer to the question about the recording engineer, sound engineer.
Okay.
School. I have several friends who have gone to UTA in Arlington, and also DBU in Dallas. Both have really good music programs and really nice recording studios that you can take classes and learn in.
Very good. Matt, thanks for calling.
No problem.
Got a tweet on this also from Dan, who says, UT Arlington offers a fantastic bachelor's degree in music media, audio engineering. Marcel tweeted me and says, I use Pawfessionals. To take care of my cat. And Marcel says, I have them come every other day so that my cat stays in a familiar environment. And let's see, Jill tweeted and said, Home Depot has free water testing kits available if you want to test that questionable creek water. 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Sarah in Denton. Hello, Sarah.
Hi. I have an answer for the gentleman inquiring about the audio engineering.
Yeah.
UNT and Denton actually has a great radio, television, and film program, but also there's a website called staffmeup.com,
mm-hmm.
and they have jobs in audio and video, and they also have internships, so if you're going to school, you can also take advantage of those internships and learn a lot more that way.
Cool. Thanks for calling, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get one more on this from Chris in Flower Mound. Hello, Chris.
Hey. I was going to answer that audio engineering question.
Sure.
Media Tech Institute in Dallas puts out a lot of that, and it's specifically for audio engineering and mixing and recording.
Very cool. Chris, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
800-933-5372 is the number for you to call. You can also email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Got an email on this from Luis, who says the Art Institute in Dallas has a great audio-video program. So got a bunch of leads on that. Let's see. Question came in to anything at kera.org. This is from Susan, who wants to know if there's a general statute of limitations or time limit on filing a property damage insurance claim, specifically referring to this spring's storms. Anybody know how long typically you can wait to file your insurance claim? And Lauren in Fort Worth says, when I was in college, a professor provided us with a website that listed places, mostly social services type places, to volunteer in the DFW area. Places like crisis hotlines, refugee havens, etc. I can't remember the website. Does anyone know of a resource that lists these types of volunteer opportunities? Volunteer Center, I think, is one. There's an organization, too, called Volunteer Now here in North Texas that we've had some contact with here at the station. So there's a couple of leads. We'll see if we get some other ones in addition to Volunteer Center and Volunteer Now. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Todd tweeted me at Jeff Whittington and says, I'm looking for information on the old Marvel comics given away in the Dallas Times Herald in the 1980s. And I'm looking for information for a research project. Anybody know where to find info on the Marvel comics that the Dallas Times Herald gave away, I guess, within the paper in the 1980s? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got an email. This is from Sean. He says, I'm getting married in August, and I'm having trouble finding a bilingual Spanish and English DJ. Sean says, I just don't know where to look. My fiance has specific Mexican traditions, like La Vibora de la Mar, a dance, Sean says, and some modern American English classics. And our wedding will be in Fort Worth. Does anybody know where to find a bilingual DJ for a wedding in August? Okay. Clock is ticking, Sean. We'll see if we can help you out. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Denise emailed about the pecans and says, if your caller looking for the best variety of pecan trees, we'll go to the Texas A&M fruit and nut page. He'll find everything he wants to know about growing pecans, as well as any nut or fruit that we can grow in Texas. And it's, let's see, I'll read this out. It's aggie-horticulture, aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu/fruit-nut. But just search for Texas A&M fruit and nut. And this looks like this would be, I'm saving this because I want to check this out later too. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next on the phone to Free in Flower Mound. Hello, Free.
Hi there. I was wondering what families that have babies at home do about pest control in and around the house.
Well, we're probably going to get a response that has something to do with using diatomaceous earth, sprinkling diatomaceous earth around the doorways and around the baseboards, and then even sweeping it up. And then, you know, but there'll still be some there that the insects. And then we'll probably also get some suggestions from people for like a boric acid treatment, which is, which is a lot, from what I gather from doing the show, actually a lot less detrimental or harmful to humans. But we'll see if we get some suggestions specifically about pest control options when you have a baby in the house.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Got an email from Laurie wondering if there's a place in Fort Worth that will recycle styrofoam packaging pieces, not peanuts, but those, I'm assuming these are those sort of architectural / structural things that come, cradling your electronics, like the big squared off chunks. Anybody know where to recycle those in Fort Worth? Let's see. Alam is wondering if anybody knows of a bakery that sells Bialys in the DFW area, B-I-A-L-Y-S, Bialys in the DFW area. We got an answer on the tablet or Kindle repair. This is a question from last week. Linda says, go to the cell phone warehouse on Royal Lane, just west of Harry Hines. Linda says they're great at addressing any kind of hardware issues. Cell phone warehouse on Royal Lane, just west of Harry Hines, for tablet or Kindle repair. Question from last week. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can tweet me as well, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Allah did. And Allah says, regarding the insurance claims, that's going to depend on the individual policy. Just give your agent a call or dig out the policy and read the policy and see what the time limit is. Let's see. John tweeted me and says, for a bilingual DJ, see DallasFortWorthDJs.com tell them Johnny said KERA for a discount. Well, thanks, Johnny. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Let's talk next to David in Dallas. Hello, David.
Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, you had a question about the white round building on East Hills Road in Louisville near the lake.
Yeah.
That's a Doppler radar site. That's where we get some of our weather info from around here.
Very good. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Brian in Dallas. Hello, Brian.
Hey.
Hey there.
Yeah, the thing that works on the actual headlights is actually the DEET. So if you get one with a high concentration of DEET, it actually works very, very well on cleaning off your headlights.
And we rub that all over ourselves.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
I tell you what, man.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
All right. No problem.
800-933-5372. I've got some headlights to clean. Maybe I'll. And then, you know what? And then your headlights have nothing to worry about when it comes to mosquito season. It's like a win-win, essentially. 800-933-5372 is where we find Rita calling from Dallas. Hello, Rita.
Hey, I have an answer for the person that wanted a volunteer agency.
Yeah.
Now, this goes back a number of years, I'd say early 80s BC, before computers. There's an organization, I think it's still going, called Community Council of Greater Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to put out a directory, it's probably now online, and they list absolutely every organization in the Metroplex that needs volunteers.
So say it one more time for us.
It's called Community Council of Greater Dallas.
Very good. Rita, thank you so much for calling.
Sure.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see, we got an email from Elias who says, I'm looking for a place for my wife to take painting lessons. Any suggestions anyone has? There's the Creative Arts Center of Dallas has all kinds of arts classes, and we get this answer periodically on the show. When people ask about things like, where do I take pottery classes, or where do I take photography classes, or where can I take art welding classes, and I'm sure they have some kind of painting classes. So, Elias, if you'll look up the Creative Arts Center of Dallas, CAC, and I'm sure you'll find some suggestions there. You didn't say specifically where you are, but there are probably a number of places that offer painting lessons. And if you want individual instruction, we'll see if we get some other answers for you. If she's interested in individual instruction versus classroom instruction, et cetera, well, that's why we do the show. 800-933-5372. Tweet me at Jeff Whittington or email us anything at kera.org. Let's see. Karen in Hearst says, I bought two sets of name brand Ralph Lauren all cotton sheets in 2012. And this is a response to the starch in shirts question. So just hang with me for a second here. Karen says they were stiff and are still stiff after dozens of launderings. She says, I think there's a crease-resistant substance added to the fabric. Are they still 100% cotton? Or is there some kind of stiffening, crease-resistant substance that's in this fabric? We got a suggestion from Christina, who says, when you're on short trips, and this is for cats, obviously, check out the PetNet automatic pet feeder. Christina says, our cats love it, and we can keep track of their feedings and the quantity of food because the device connects to Wi-Fi. So I guess you can, there's an app that tells you how the cat feeding is going back at the house when you're on a short trip. So, yeah, I guess if you're, you know, if you're gone for a couple of days, you can ostensibly, depending on how many cats you have, how what the frequency of the litter box cleaning needs are, and you know what kind of access you have to the litter box or litter boxes, you can leave them for a couple of days, right? As long as they have plenty of food. So this is the PetNet automatic pet feeder, recommended by Christina. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Email address, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me as well, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Got a couple of answers from on the question about pest control. Karen says, put boric acid under the refrigerator and stove. Do not use boric acid outside because it can get into groundwater. Diatomaceous earth can get airborne, and breathing it is dangerous. Organic methods in the yard will keep all pest problems at a minimum in the house. Also, some pests come in on fruit, and other purchases, such as roaches and fruit flies, can come in. So some crawl into the house through cracks like crickets and roaches, things like that. Let's see. We got a pest control email from Michelle, who says, we have a baby and use Green Pest Guys in Dallas. They use natural oils to control pests, and it's safe for dogs and kids. You can call us, 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org, or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us, though. Another segment of your questions and your answers in about 2.5 minutes. Anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. I'm Jeff Whittington. You can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Dottie emailed and says, Womack Nursery, W-O-M-A-C-K, is a good place for good advice on pecans. She says they have no walk-in store. You just call them, and they've been doing it for many years. Let's see. She says they only sell something in winter, but they can advise you. And on the car lights, Dottie said, I've heard about toothpaste, but never tried it. So there's a suggestion on that. Let's see. On the property damage claims, Paul and Garland says many insurance carriers have contract language that requires reporting of storm damage within 12 months of the occurrence. The person should check with their agent for details on their particular policy. Rollins says, I was looking for a bilingual DJ as well, and the owners of El Ranchito Restaurant in Oak Cliff on Jefferson and Llewellyn had various recommendations. He says, the man we used has since moved, but they have answers to all of those kinds of bicultural questions. So call the folks at El Ranchito on Jefferson and Llewellyn. And Rollins, thanks for your suggestion. Deborah emailed and said, Deli News at Campbell and Preston sells Bialys. So there's an answer on that. And we got a tweet on that from Ala as well, who says, Gio's Cafe off Preston Road in Dallas has Bialys. 800-933-5372. That's where we find Isaac calling from Oak Cliff. Hello, Isaac, can you turn your radio down? Hello, Isaac. Hello, Isaac. Let's see. Turn your radio down. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Hamad in Arlington. Hello, Hamad.
Hi there. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. I have a question. I'm new to Dallas area. Mm-hmm. I was driving on I-30 the other day, and I saw these hat figures on bridges, like highway signposts. I was wondering, you know, what's the deal with them?
They're little fedoras, right?
I'm sorry?
They're like little fedoras, little fedora hats, yeah.
Like that, a Django style hat? You mean,
That is the trademark hat of the great Tom Landry, coach of the Dallas Cowboys football team for many, many years. That stretch of the freeway has been named for him. So they have put those, they put the trademark hat up so everybody can remember.
Great.
Yeah. So
okay, now I know it.
there you go. Hey, I got one right today. So I think I got it right. Thanks a lot, Ahmad.
Thank you.
Of course, if you have a different answer on that, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Up next is Jeff calling from Dallas. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
I am moving, and I need to get some new furniture. I'm looking specifically at sofas right now. And I'd like to do custom. And I look on the Internet, and I've had a place called Funky Sofas and a bunch of others. They're in California. Their prices are reasonable, like anywhere from $500 to $2,000 for, you know, like a little small love seat up to a larger sofa, maybe a little higher if it's sectional. But they're shipped from California, and that's very expensive to ship it. So I'm trying to find a place in Dallas. So I go in Google, and everything that I can find is either this high-end stuff where it's $5,000 and $6,000 for the sofa made in Dallas, or it's a showroom for some place that manufactures them in California.
So you're looking for looking for a lower cost, custom made or manufactured in the area sofa, essentially.
Right. I'm looking for moderately priced.
Right. Moderately priced
custom sofas, kind of sofas. You know, I'm not looking for the really cheap stuff is all made in China and it's garbage, and so I want something that's a nice quality, but I don't want to pay, a premium price, a ridiculously high price either.
Well, we'll see if somebody has some suggestion for you, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Tanya in Burleson. Hello, Tanya.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey
there.
How
are you?
Doing well.
Good. I have an acrylic tub surround, and it has a textured bottom, and I cannot for the life of me get it clean. I have used so many commercial products. I've used scouring powder. I've made cleaners out of Dawn and baking soda and vinegar, and I cannot get it clean. I need help.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can help you out. If not today, we got about 10 minutes left. Maybe we'll get an answer over the weekend for you.
Okay, that would be awesome.
And that would mean we'd broadcast it next week. So.
Right.
But we'll do what we can, Tanya. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. If you can help Tanya get her acrylic cleaned, that would be awesome. You can email us anything at kera.org. So that's what Nicole did in Grand Prairie, who's wondering if anyone can recommend a good place to repair leather tears in car seats. Leather car seat tear repair. Probably not necessarily in Grand Prairie, but hey, if it's in Grand Prairie, that's close to Nicole. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Let's see. This is from Tony, who says, for your pest control, he says he recommends Metro Pest Control and a bifenthrin spray around the perimeter of the house. Says it's harmless to humans. This is Tony in Dallas saying this. The best way to stop bugs from reproducing so quickly. And Tony recommends for a good bilingual DJ, try DJs, etc. He says they're very good and professional. So thanks for that, Tony. Got a couple of tweets at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, by the way, is the place. And I do retweet you even if I can't get to it on the air, I will retweet answers that you send to me at Jeff Whittington. Karush tweeted and says, try ardorstudio.com, A-R-D-O-R, ardorstudio.com for individual painting classes. Zachariah tweeted and said, be careful. High concentrations of DEET can take the paint off your car. Wow. So use a rag to apply if you're applying DEET to your headlamps, headlamp covers. And we got an answer via email at anything@kera.org from Randy, who says, I am a hydrologist, and I work in DFW creeks year-round, monitoring water quality and flow conditions. He says, I would advise only playing in creeks during dry weather conditions, to avoid flash flooding risks from upstream heavy rain events. He says, keeping an eye out for water moccasins and poison ivy. They're everywhere. Also, avoid downstream of industrial areas or shopping centers, as these are magnets for sharp objects, trash, and chemical discharges. He says, if you see dead fish in the creek, don't get in. Also, don't trust steep or eroded slopes. So I think the key takeaway here for Randy, and Randy, thanks for this comprehensive answer, is he would advise playing in creeks, but only during dry weather conditions. And that's actually a good rule of thumb anytime you're in a reentrant area, which is a technical term for like a gully, right, or a creek bed or something that flash floods can fill. And there's been a lot of rain, you know, upstream. So it's important to know what's going on in the weather around before you're playing in the creek. But, you know, and of course, poison ivy, and of course, water moccasins, each of which I've encountered on my ramblings. But if you're careful, you know, it's not a problem. It's really their, you know, it's really their home, right? So yeah, just be careful, have fun, and everybody, you know, it'll be good. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Doc calling from Keller. Hello, Doc.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Doc. Real quick answer on the lessons people needed for painting and videography and stuff. There's an incredible resource in Dallas called the Community Colleges.
Yeah.
And they give non-credit classes as well as credit classes, and it's an amazing resource, and it's available to everybody.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling, Doc.
Sure thing.
Let's see. We got a couple of Cedar Valley College recommendations for the recording and audio engineering. But yeah, check out the Dallas County and Tarrant County and Collin County Community Colleges, because they've got it all. Rocky tweeted me and says good local made furniture. Let's see. He sent a link. I'll see if I can get to that real quick here. He says it's on dmagazine.com. Let's see. He sent this link. Rocky sent me American Leather Outlet, rather. Best leather for less, according to D Magazine, American Leather Outlet on Mountain Creek Parkway in Dallas. So there's Rocky's recommendation via Twitter. Let's see. We got a tweet from, and I'll retweet that so Jeff, our listener, can find that. And David tweeted me and says all kinds of art classes for all ages at Oil and Cotton in Oak Cliff. So that's for our person who's looking for painting classes. So, David, Rocky, thanks for those tweets. Let's see if we can get in these callers who have called. Talk next to Mary in Dallas. Hello, Mary.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well.
Great. I have an answer for the person who was looking to volunteer.
Okay.
There is a great resource called Volunteer Spot, and it's an online volunteer kind of networking site. They also do fundraising, but you load in your preferences, like if you want to volunteer certain days of the week or no weekends. You fill in your preferences, and then it'll update you however often you would like based on your preferences and like a mile radius and how far you're willing to drive. And it has lots of local organizations that need help.
Very cool. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let's talk next to Gina calling from Rome. Hello, Gina.
Hi.
Hi there.
I wanted to respond to the DJ, bilingual. My son happens to be one. And you can get a hold of him at jackievan-zant@hotmail.com.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Gina.
Thank you so much.
Let's see. Surely we can get to these last two folks. Let's talk to Ann calling from Dallas. Hello, Ann.
Hi.
Hey there.
I was just calling about the sofa that's reasonably priced and relatively locally made.
Yeah.
There's There's a place in the Bishop's Art District at 401 North Bishop called Simply Austin, and they have a lot of great furniture and sofas and things that are, you know, reasonably priced.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
And time to get, like I said, at least one more. Maybe we can get a couple more at 800-933-5372. But let's talk to Galit in Dallas. Hello, Galit.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi. I have an answer regarding the sofa and then possibly the tear in the seat.
Okay.
The car seat. So I reupholstered my entire sofa set, which was like an older leather sofa set, with the Leather Hospital.
Uh-huh.
And they did an impeccable job, and they matched the color. And then they also, and it was very inexpensive. It looks impeccable now. And you might want to check about the car seat. That might be able to be a little bit cheaper than a dealership or so. And then an estate sale, you can probably find a thrashed out couch that you like and then just reupholster it accordingly.
Yeah, you can find cool, like solidly made, you know, European made or even American made, even mid-century stuff that's kind of needs new upholstery. And for a lot less than you'd pay for a new comparable design, get it all fixed up the way you want it. It just takes some time. You know, it's going to take you a couple of weeks because you're going to find it, you're going to go and buy it, then you're going to have to get it reupholstered, and there's a lot that goes into it. But when it's all done, it's really nice. Well, thanks for calling.
Cool ideas. So no problem. It's the Leather Hospital.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's
Bye-bye.
See. We've got an email from Susan who says, rabbits uninvited have nested next to our home where some large yet unused stones have been stashed. The area is not accessible to our several large rescue dogs, but the rabbits have invaded the larger yard space belonging to the dogs, which drives these old dogs crazy. What I'm looking for is something I can put on the nest area that will cause the rabbits to exit. If they poop as they go new house hunting, Susan says, my two dogs who find this a snack-worthy treat will not be poisoned. Our yard has some unwanted neighbors, bobcats and coyotes, which are now frequently attacking and killing the pets in the area. And I'd love to arrange a meeting between the rabbits and them, Susan says, because we don't have the heart to kill the rabbits ourselves. Does anybody have any suggestion for Susan? Well, we're out of time this week, so we'll have to see if we get an answer next week. We did get a tweet on the acrylic tub cleaner. Cindy says, use Mr. Clean erasers. And Brent said, you can find volunteer options at volley.org. Volunteer now, that's volunteer now. And skills based at catchafire.org. Thanks so much, Brent. And remember, I tweet all those suggestions, answers, and questions. I retweet them. So you can find them on my feed at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced today by Sam Guzman. Engineered by Shelley Canavy, phone answering from Fiona Norton, and podcast producing by Christine McConnell. And of course, email us at anything@kera.org. Tweet me at Jeff Whittington. But whatever you do, have a safe and fun weekend, even if you're going to play in the creek. And we'll catch you next week right here. Thanks.